On FM and DAB across Medway.
Online and on the move on your smartphone.
This is KMFM with the latest news for Kent at 1, Joanna Earl.
There are calls for Tony Blair to face trial for his role in the build-up to the Iraq War. The former Prime Minister faced strong criticism in yesterday's Chilcot report into the conflict, but insists he acted in good faith. Mike Aston's son Russell was a corporal in the army and was killed in Iraq in 2003. He thinks it's probably too late for Mr. Blair to face trial.
Teflon Tony, as I think of him, because nothing seems to stick to him, has ducked the issue as far as the courts are concerned, and I would dearly love to see him put it in court, but I think it'll be in vain.
KMFM News.
A man's appeared in court accused of attempted murder following a stabbing at a house party in Ashford. Owen Lane was arrested after the victim suffered serious injuries in Lake Mead in Singleton in June. The 22-year-old from Imperial Way in the town denied the charge. He's been remanded in custody until a trial in October. Campaigners opposed to a giant lorry park in Kent have told KMFM they've taken legal advice and will still try and stop it from going ahead. The government wants building work on land at Stamford near Hythe to start as soon as possible after 32 days of Operation Stack on the M20 caused chaos last year. Matthew Webb is chair of Stamford Parish Council.
We are, however, very concerned if this goes ahead with the very large concentration of 3,600 lorries in one space, that could have significant environmental health impacts upon residents in this area.
KMFM News.
The final two candidates to be the next Prime Minister will be decided by Tory MPs this afternoon. Either Michael Gove, Theresa May or Andrea Leadsom will be eliminated from the race, with the eventual winner being decided by Conservative Party members. Two people have been taken to hospital following a crash involving two cars in Aylesford. Emergency crews were called to the smash along Forstall Road just after 10:30 this morning. The road is currently blocked. As you heard in Travel with Laura, there are delays in the area.
KMFM News.
There were more calls to the RSPCA about dogs suffering from heat exposure after being left in cars in Kent than almost anywhere else in England and Wales last year. They received 435 reports, the second highest number. The stats have been released as an awareness campaign gets underway. Ari Winfield from the charity says many owners just don't think when they park up.
Some people think it's okay, I'll park it in the shade, I'll leave the windows open, I'll put some water out for them, but it can still be extremely dangerous for the dog because, unlike humans, dogs pant to keep themselves cool, but in a hot, humid and stuffy car, dogs just can't cool down.
Two men are being questioned after a crash on what are thought to be Class A drugs were found by police when they were stopped in a car in Thanet. Officers pulled the vehicle over on Dumpton Lane in Ramsgate yesterday.
KMFM News.
A new £2 million MRI scanner designed to reduce patient anxiety has been unveiled at a hospital in Tunbridge Wells. The new state-of-the-art machine will produce more detailed scans and is fitted with an inbuilt entertainment system to make the process less daunting. It'll be on offer to private and NHS patients at the Nuffield Health Hospital. Wayne Mugawaniwa is the radiology manager.
Patients who are claustrophobic will be able to be more comfortable for them. And also it has ambient lighting where, you know, it gives them the change the lights for them to make it more comfy for them.
And another building at the former King's North Power Station in Medway has been demolished. The coal bunker was brought down in a controlled explosion earlier this morning. We've tweeted pictures via at KMFM News.
KMFM Sport.
With First Choice Garage Doors. Installing quality garage doors across Kent. First-choice.co.uk.
Tennis and its women's semi-finals day at Wimbledon. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Nicola.
Well, defending champion Serena Williams is first up against Elena Vesnina. Sister Venus then meets Australian Open champion Angelique Kerber. Yesterday, Andy Murray made it through to the semi-finals after a five-set win over Joe Wilfried Tsonga. He'll play Thomas Berdych next. On to football, and Wales return to their Euro 2016 base later after ending their incredible run at the tournament. At the semi-final stage, they went down 2-0 to Portugal in the last four in Lyon last night. Manager Chris Coleman says they now must build on their first experience at a European Championships.
I've never seen anything like it. I've never witnessed anything like it. I've absolutely loved every minute of it. You want some more of that. We need some more of that. So now the one thing that will stop us from doing this again will be ourselves, because we're good enough. I think we've got to be hungry. Same hunger, same desire. And that's it.
And in cricket, Kent are back in T20 Blast action later. They're travelling to Taunton to take on Somerset after losing to Essex in the county championship yesterday. Play starts at 5:30.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.
Read, watch and listen to all the latest news stories across Kent
at kentonline.co.uk.